I just want to briefly, and I mean briefly, revisit the story of the shepherds. We heard it read from Luke chapter 2. And it says that they were sitting in the same country, shepherds staying in the field. Now, I don't know if you think about this, you may have seen it on sort of Christmas cards and having a nice sort of comfortable midnight feast. But I don't think it was quite like that. You think about shepherds, it's not really a great occupation. In fact, it's quite a poor one. And you could say it's not a great career job either. The prospects for promotion were not promising. And it was winter. It was night. It was cold. Damp. And they were desperate for their shift to end. That's the sort of background that they were in. And they were just waiting to get home, have a decent meal, and perhaps have a rest as well. And then when this was going on, as they were wondering how to spend the rest of the hours throughout the night, suddenly something dramatic and amazing happened. Something which had been planned for millennia, but they were privileged to see. It was an angel, but not just an ordinary angel, but an angel of the Lord. And it brought the light of the glory of heaven into that dark place. It was a foretaste of what Jesus can do in each and every life. Naturally, their first reaction was to be afraid. If I'd been there, I would have been afraid. I would have liked to have run. But it's interesting that though their first reaction was fear, the first word the angel spoke was, "Don't fear." When you come to the Lord Jesus, you can ask yourself dozens of questions. What if? How will this work out? What will they say? Etc., etc. Don't fear. Don't worry. Do not be concerned. Because God has things in hand. And he does not plan or intend evil for you. He will overrule all, and he will do you good. The second statement was one of news, of joy, great joy. And the reason that there was going to be a birth. Now, that's a reason. Joy is, birth is a reason, is joy, sorry. A birth is a reason for joy any time, isn't it? But this was no ordinary birth. This was a special birth. This was the birth of someone who was going to be known as Christ, the Saviour. Not just any birth, and not just any baby, but something far, far more. He had finally come. After centuries, millennia of predictions and the desire of the heart of God to send his son into the world, now was the time. And these shepherds were an incredibly privileged people to be there on that hillside at that particular time when the angels came. And then there was not just one angel. There were many, a whole multitude, a host filling the sky. And they were proclaiming Jesus Christ. And then as suddenly as they came, it says that they left. And the shepherds, they could have stood around and hoped and waited for them perhaps to come back. But they didn't. They said to themselves, "Let's leave this place and go to the place of which the angels spoke." They had to remove from their familiar surroundings and go to somewhere different. But the effort of doing that was more than worthwhile. Because when they found what they were seeking for, they were filled with great joy. And when they left the place where they were looking up for their sheep, it says they left, in the Old King James Version, Old English, it says they left with haste. In other words, they left quickly. There was no delay. They'd heard the message, they rose up, and they went. And when we hear the message, the immediate reaction should be in our lives to rise up and go. As I said, there will be dozens of reasons why we should not, and lots of questions circling in our minds as to why we should stay where we are and just view things from a comfortable distance. But God doesn't want that. He wants us to be close. That was his desire right from the very, very beginning. He wants us to be close and in fellowship with him always. And that's what these shepherds did. They left where they were and they went. And they found Jesus in a manger, a little crib, just as it had been told them. This was no fake news. This was genuine, real, and utterly sincere. It was true and true throughout. They then began to let everyone know what had happened and what they had seen and what was told them concerning this child. And it says in verse 18 that all those who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. Again, as I said before, shepherds were a lowly occupation. But they did not dismiss their words just because they were from a lower strata of society. They listened, because those words which the shepherds shared came with real conviction. They had seen and heard something which totally transformed their lives. We know it transformed their lives because when they eventually returned, they glorified and praised God for all the things which they had both heard and seen, as it was told them. Many of us can identify with this when we first met the Lord. I know it was true for me. I went and met up with my previous friends and told them. Of course, the natural reaction was to scoff. Some of them have said, well, it won't last. You'll be back with us after a few months. But such is the conviction of the appearing of Jesus Christ that I am still here standing before you now, more than 40 years later. This is a work of God. It is not an imagination of man. It is real. It says that when Mary saw all of these things, that she pondered these things in her heart. She considered them carefully. She did not dismiss them. She thought about them, and I'm sure she would have thought about them for many years afterwards. Such amazing things that surrounded the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ. And when he's born in us, it is another great and wonderful miracle. Not reserved for the elite or for some church-going minority, but for everyone who will go and seek him, who will leave the hillside like those shepherds did and go and find what has been told them. Now, to you and to everyone who may be listening, I've written at the bottom of my few notes in capital letters, go and find him. Go and find him. He is more than worth finding. He is a saviour. He is a prince of peace. He is Lord of lords. He is King of kings. He is the Messiah, God's anointed and chosen one, given to all mankind. Whoever you are, right from the very beginning of the world up to now, December the 15th, 2024, in our modern technological society that we find ourselves today in Britain. He is still the same, and he's still as relevant now as he has always has been and always will be. Seek him. Leave the familiar. Go after him. And you will find something that will bring great, great joy into every heart that truly finds him. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for being with us. Lord, and as we just come near to a conclusion before we sing our final hymn, Lord, we pray that that response and behaviour of the shepherds will inspire us also to go and seek after you. Lord, now not just a baby lying in a manger, but something far, far more. The eternal righteous King, the true Judge, the Lord of everything and Creator of all things. Lord, we thank you that you have come to each and every one of us, not to be some overwhelming, overpowering, dogmatic God, but a friend, a saviour, a guide, and a light in dark places. Lord, help us all to seek and to find you, that you may add us to your heavenly kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.